We are broadcasting live from Michelle's Cafe here in LaGrange, and this portion of our Spotlight on LaGrange is brought to you by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. Stop today and take advantage of huge savings at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford, Route 57 and East Broad Street, and someone who spends a lot of time over there. Chuck Sturgill joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on there? You get the remodel, new showroom, that type of thing happening?
If you haven't been in our store in the last 8 months, it's been unbelievable difference. It's beautiful inside. Everything was, the outside was redone. You can probably see from 57, but we added 50 feet to the service department. We added a brand new floor, brand new furniture. It's absolutely gorgeous now.
Well, you mentioned, you know, you think about just the showroom added, but you added space to the service, because that's, those guys are probably thinking, hey, we need it. We're bumping elbows back here, huh?
That's true. I mean, you know, the sales have increased. With that, the service definitely increases. And those guys are the reason we're selling cars, because they take care of the customers. We win a lot of people over. People might have bought their car at another dealership, but they bring it there for service because they live close to us. And usually their next car is purchased from us because they really fall in love with the service guys.
Chuck, every month I get numbers from the Greater Cleveland Automobile Dealers Association, and they talk about how, at least right now it seems, that sales of pickups, SUVs, light trucks are really, really up. Maybe car sales are down some because people look at low fuel prices. They get those SUVs, vans, whatever. Do you find that to be the case?
It's so funny you say that. Just example, last month, we sold 18 cars and 66 trucks, SUVs, whatever. I mean, again, a lot of the trucks, they're called, classified as trucks, are cars. I mean, the Super Crew F-150, that's a full four-door. You can put five people in it. And a lot of people, like you say, are buying them as cars with the capability to use as a truck. But, well, you know, when I first got in this business, people that bought trucks needed trucks, you know, farmers, construction workers. You know, mommy didn't take the kids to baseball practice in a truck. I mean, if they did, they were all in the back of the pickup. But it's definitely, the dynamics have changed. It really has. And there's nothing wrong with our cars. Our cars are great, and there's great deals right now. But it's just, if I had my choice, do I want to drive the car or do I want to drive the SUV? And they're driving the SUVs. I mean, that's what's going on right now.
It's interesting that people on the roads are getting a different view of the road. Everybody's sort of going up and up.
Yes.
And I had a conversation with my daughter, who's a young driver. She's used to driving a minivan or a larger type of thing. Driving in some of these other cars, it puts you at a lower profile, and it's a whole different perspective.
It is really hard. I always tell people, like, if they're in an SUV and they come to get a car, why don't you drive it for the night and then see? Because once you have that perspective, it's really it really changes. I mean, I don't like driving cars. You know, part of the problem is I don't fit in them very well. But
yeah, but some of those guys who are driving the cars are in the lower ones. You know, when it gets a little lower and there's two seats, then it kind of adds a little more of a
Mustang GT or a Corvette. Those are
what is that red vehicle you have in your showroom?
Oh, that's a Mustang Shelby. That's outrageous. That's 550 horsepower.
Quite a fast car.
Yeah. Oh, quite.
The dashboard has all these round controls and different things in there.
Probably the nicest car that we sell.
Well, just like a jeweler, sometimes they have really nice, you know, one to look at, and then the ones that the people can afford and be able to use on a regular basis too. So it's kind of neat to see that.
Now I see you've got a Keystone softball outfit on today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about your support of this community and the programs here.
Well, I mean, I'm born and raised here. I graduated from Keystone '79. Spent 4 years in Bowling Green and got back as quick as I could. But I support everything here, especially the softball program. I had two daughters that were in the program, and Coach Piazza has done a great job. The guy that started it, Coach LeFou, was actually my basketball coach, and he's still a very good friend of mine. They have an unbelievable facility in Ridgeville, him and his daughter Amy, and their responsibility to our softball program is they've created the pitching. Now they're creating hitting and fielding for the girls, and it's just been a tradition that's just ridiculous here. And it's, I mean, every little girl wants to be a softball player.
And it's spread throughout a lot of different places in Lorain County. They've sort of
Absolutely.
Set the bar or shown what's possible in a community of this size.
Yeah, I remember when Coach LeFou started giving these clinics, and he's teaching the other teams how to pitch. I'm like, what are you doing that for? He goes, well, we'll never get any better if we're the only team with pitchers. And we need to – everybody else has to get to our level for us to go on. So and it's worked pretty well for us.
What do you remember of your time in high school? What was the Keystone Athletics during that time like?
Pretty much like it is now. I mean, we were very competitive. I mean, it was pretty much the same – it was the old Inland Conference, so we played a lot of the same teams. It was us, Columbia, Firelands, South Amherst. That was a long time ago. Who else is in there? Buckeye, Avon. Avon was a little bit smaller back in those days. And Lutheran West was still in it with when I was there. It was competitive. We had some really good teams. We had an unbelievable run in basketball my junior year. We made it to the district finals, which was cool back then. You played down at the Canton Civic Center, so you're playing in front of 5,000 people. It's like after you're playing in a gym that holds 700, that was a little different. But I played with a lot of great players. Clay and Jay Dill from Keystone were phenomenal, both Mr. Basketball their senior year. Played against Bill Szabo from Firelands, arguably the best player ever to play in the county. Mike Razdick from South Amherst, heck of a player. He was Mr. Basketball our senior year, but it was a lot of fun. Steve Schaefer from Schaefer Development in Avon, he was a hell of a player. He played football at Toledo and then had a little cup of coffee with the Browns, but there were some really, really good players.
Now this morning, Chuck, you brought along a companion here who's keeping tabs on you. Who's this young fellow over here?
Grandson, Zeke DeVore. So he spent the night last night. He plays basketball. He goes to Black River, but he plays basketball at Keystone. And he had practiced last night. He spent the night with me and my wife, and I'm taking him to school after we get done here.
He's probably the only kid who's going to school today who had a half of a Belgian waffle and a nice stack of whipped cream and strawberries and a side of bacon.
I don't see any more strawberries or whipped cream left.
Right.
That's gone.
That's as usual.
That's good. Yeah,
he's still here.
I might have to go for that.
I don't know. I like to see him around 10 o'clock this morning. He might be a little nappy time. That's to me sometimes with a nice breakfast like that. But Chuck, we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing a bit of our spotlight on LaGrange. We know how you support the Keystone area as well. And people want to see what's new in the cars, they can always go to Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, and stop by and see you
little,
there too.
Little plug for us right now. We have 0% for 72 plus $1,000 on all 17s left. And we have a lot of them. So if you're looking for a car right now, now's the time. 0% for 72 is just outrageous. It saves you about $5,000 plus $1,000 on top of that. So come on in and see us.
Sounds great. A lot of selection there off of 301 near 57 as well. So We appreciate you stopping in this morning. And again, we got more coming up as we spotlight LaGrange. What do we have next hour? We've got the mayor's coming up later in the hour. We'll talk with Melissa Linebrink from the Chronicle-Telegram, who covers the Keystone area on her beat.
United Way Collaborative and the Metro Parks.
All right.
All next hour. I can't believe it.
All right, that sounds good. We'll have more of that. And also coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from Coach Meyer, or at least the Urban Meyer Daily Show. Somebody will talk about the Buckeyes. What happened?
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll just focus on Michigan State. That's all coming up next on WEOL.